Well, the state has a real problem looking ahead to what's going to happen with next year's budget. We know that there's going to be a hole in the budget of between $800 million and $1 billion. So whoever the budget director is for the governor has a challenge in front of them of just figuring out how to patch up that hole. But the bigger challenge is that the legislature doesn't seem to care what the governor thinks about the budget, and I think the governor may be looking for a different way to have a little traction with my colleagues in the legislature.
How big of an impact would you say Art Pope himself made on the budget both this year and last?
Well, you know, we heard often that anything that was going to go to the governor had to go through Art Pope, so he was at the very least a gatekeeper for negotiations between the legislature and the governor. I think, you know, what's probably a little bit more concerning is we know that Art Pope was a major person in terms of impacting campaigns, not just for the governor, but for many, many legislators. And so when you have someone who is one of the largest campaign donors and is also then setting major fiscal policy, it makes you wonder whether some of the people who are legislators that have taken money from him or from his organizations are really independent in their thinking about the budget and how much they really have to kowtow to him.
And that presumably is not going to change. We're speaking with Representative Greg Meyer, by the way, and I know a lot of people, especially on the left, who really don't like Art Pope might be initially happy with this news, but the fact that he's stepping down as budget director doesn't mean he's necessarily leaving politics, which gets back to the point you just made.
Right. So, I mean, I saw one quote on Twitter that said someone said they didn't know if they should feel relieved or scared, because certainly he's not leaving the political scene, and given that we're moving into election season, I would assume that someone who spent as much time impacting elections over the last few years as Art Pope has will get right back to that this fall. You know, we're really hopeful that Democrats can pick up some seats in the legislature, and his efforts to coordinate campaigns with financial backers will make things more difficult for anybody who wants to support Democrats.
Representative Greg Meyer speaking to us via telephone, and finally, just looking ahead to the November elections and really beyond that to next year, with or without Art Pope, Democrats are going to have to come up with a budget plan for next year. So where is what are you looking for in terms of generating ideas for the budget for next year that might make an impact on the final outcome? And does Art Pope being there or not being there make a difference in what Democrats are planning for next year?
Well, I think that our message is going to remain the same, which is that the people of North Carolina believe that it's important to make investments in certain state services, education being foremost, and that the Republican tax giveaways from last year, which really were the pet project of Art Pope and people that he supported, that those have given far too much money to corporations and to millionaires, and that Democrats feel like we need to rebalance the tax scales and have the types of surpluses that every other state around us has to make continuing investments in education and other important services, healthcare, things that people rely upon.